Ugh, I am so hungry.
Then go make something.
Ugh, I am so lazy.
Whoa!
Last week's webcast of iCarly, the most viewers we ever got.
Really? How many?
355,000.
Oh, holy cheese! Where have you been all day?
Canada!
I thought you were just going to the art museum.
I was, till I fell asleep on the bus and woke up in Vancouver. I am so done with public transportation.
It's not that bad. You know, I was born on a bus.
Huh?
My mom's not good at planning.
You know, I'm not sure it's fair to blame the bus because you fell asleep.
It's not just that. Last week on the bus, a hobo spilled chili on me, then continued to eat it without a spoon.
I can't believe you went all the way to Canada.
It wasn't a total loss. I bought Canadian bacon while I was there. Who wants night breakfast?
Me!
Text message?
Email. From the president of DECA.
DECA, the shoe company?
Yeah.
Read it.
Dear Carly, we're big fans of your web show.
Wow.
Cool.
We'd love to have a meeting with you in our Seattle office and talk about a business relationship between DECA Shoes and iCarly.
No way!
That's awesome!
Ah! This is just sliced ham! How dare those Canadians try and pass this off as some sort of fancy bacon?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Found it on some dude's desk.
All right, let's go over the game plan.
What do you mean?
We don't even know what they want from us.
Well, they probably know that lots of people watch iCarly, so I bet they want us to promote some shoes or something.
Cool.
Yeah, if they pay us. We should get $50 cash or no deal.
iCarly's got a huge audience. We should get at least 100.
Okay, we'll ask for 100. I hope they don't think that's pushy.
Yeah. I'd hate for anyone to think I'm pushy.
I swear, 1 minute my turkey sandwich was sitting there on my desk and then gone.
Get over it, Braxley.
I'm stupid.
Carly! Sam. Freddy.
Hey.
I'm Greg Horvath, president of DECA Shoes. Please sit down, have a seat. We have a lot to discuss.
Much to discuss. We should discuss it.
Our marketing team is very familiar with your web show, iCarly.
Very familiar.
iCarly. Apparently, you're getting 300,000 viewers a week.
More.
Impressive. And that's why DECA would like to advertise our new sneaker on your show.
Your show?
Oh, it's going to be
your show.
Yes, we do.
Oh, here it is. Here.
DECA's new...
Awesome! Sweet shoe. That's so cool.
The Techfoot is our most technologically advanced shoe ever. It has a pedometer, so you know exactly how many steps you've run, walked, or jogged. It has a foot warmer for when your feet get cold, and it even offers Wi-Fi connectivity.
I call it shoe-fi.
Braxley!
Oh, I'm stupid.
So how do you want us to...
Lights! Scream!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sam.
We love the new Techfoot.
Yes, the new Techfoot. They're fantastic.
That's what we want you to do.
Carly and Sam just talk about the shoes while they're doing iCarly?
Exactly. Because if your audience knows that you guys love the new Techfoot, then they'll go out and buy them.
So how much are you going to pay us?
Sam, you don't say it like that. So, how much are you going to pay us?
How much do you want?
We want 100.
Deal. We'll pay you $100,000.
Sam!
Braxley! Now, $100,000 paid over 1 year comes to...
Over $8,000 a month.
Do we have a deal?
Yeah.
Excellent. Just sign these contracts, you'll get your first check.
Whoa. We want cash. Keep it coming. This is good.
This is fun. This is a fun time.
And I bought some stuff because you know I got paid the other day. Ready, come over. I'm having fun with Dacus money. Spending a ton of Dacus money. I'm a rich girl.
Looking good, Carly.
Feeling good, Freddy. So what'd you buy?
Oh, just this.
New laptop?
This isn't just a laptop. This is the Devaglio. The finest, best, most insanely awesome portable computer known to man. Listen to the sound it makes when you open it.
Sweet!
So what'd you buy?
Some awesome sunglasses from Mercedes Lens.
Woo! Fancy.
Okay, tell me which pair you like better. These. Or these. Or these.
How many did you buy?
I don't know. I stopped counting after 30.
Side five.
Ooh. You guys having some fun spending your tech foot money?
Yeah, oh, we are.
What is that?
Oh, well, since I refuse to ride the bus anymore, made myself this bike out of parts I found at the junkyard.
What's wrong with the bike you already have?
I don't have a bike.
Yeah, you do. It's hanging in the kitchen right there.
Well, too late now.
What up?
Built a bike. Later.
Later.
Hey, did Dacus deliver the tech foots yet?
Yeah, they're up in the studio.
Nice. Oh, sorry. Carly, Freddy, this is Sonia, my personal chef.
Yay!
What?
You hired a personal chef?
Well, my mom doesn't feed me. And since I got some real money now, why not? Sonia, please make me a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato.
Yes, me Sam.
I like grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato.
Make that too, please.
Yes, me Sam.
I like grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato.
Tough nubs. I'm done with this plate.
Dessert?
I really shouldn't.
I can make you cake.
I'm thinking pie.
I will make pie.
Maybe it's just me, but didn't the Techfoot shoe they showed us at Deka look better than these?
Yeah, I think you're right. Who cares? I got a lady making me pie. They're kind of squeaky.
Yeah, they're just new. Probably need to be broken in a little bit.
Right, true. Okay, iCarly goes live in 15 seconds.
Let's shake it, baby.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, people!
You're watching iCarly.
I'm Sam.
So I must be Carly.
Carly.
So, Sam, why don't we tell everybody about the insanely awesome new shoes we got the other day? You know, we should. Okay, these bad boys are called Tech Foots.
By Deka.
And not only do they look cool,
they have a built-in foot warmer.
They have a digital pedometer to tell you how far you've run, walked, or jogged.
They even have Wi-Fi connectivity. I mean, who wouldn't buy these shoes?
Jerks.
So quit being a jerk and go buy yourself a pair of Tech Foots. Whoosh! By Deka.
Yeah, these Tech Foots are killing me.
Mine too. Oh, and last night, I tried to use the Wi-Fi on them, and they crashed my new Devaglia. And I think these things are squeaking even louder.
I know, mine are too.
Oh my
gosh! What happened?
I stepped in a little puddle, and my Tech Foots shocked me.
Really?
No way! And then they totally fell apart.
Hey, thanks for telling us to buy Tech Foots.
Really awesome shoes.
We want our money back.
Well, we didn't sell you the shoes.
Fine. Then we're just going to stop watching iCarly.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other things to watch. Mm-hmm. I hate these stupid Tech Foots!
Bad.
Thousands of people wearing the worst shoe in history because of iCarly? Because we told them how great they are?
This is bad.
I need some milk.
What happened to your homemade bike?
I chained it up by the curb for a few minutes, and one of those street sweeper truck things came by and sucked it right in.
Well, maybe you should just start riding the bus again.
Not happening. I'll just get around the old-fashioned way.
You're gonna walk everywhere?
Nope. I'm gonna bleed.
So what are we gonna do about these jank foots?
We better do something unless we want iCarly to keep losing viewers.
Blubbery move-ins?
What?
Blueberry?
Blueberry.
Sorry, Sonia, we're too upset to eat.
Poo.
How about this? We go talk to the guys at Deka, tell them everything that's wrong with the Tech Foots, and then maybe they'll fix them.
I think that's smart.
Sam?
Oh, sorry, I was lost in this muffin.
Woo! You need me. I'll be at the gym.
It's the iCarly team. How you guys doing?
Not so great. We need to talk to you guys about the Tech Foot.
They have a ton of problems.
Problems? Like?
Well, first, they squeak really bad. And the Wi-Fi crashed my computer. Carly got shocked when she stepped in a puddle. And then they practically fell apart.
And when I threw them away, they exploded.
You know, when you put out a new shoe, they always have a few minor problems.
Minor? What would be a major problem?
If they came to life in the middle of the night and ate your family?
I live alone.
Look, either you make the shoes work like they're supposed to, or we're never going to talk about them on iCarly again.
Yeah!
Look, you signed a deal with Deka Shoes, and you took our money. So you're going to keep talking up the Techfoots on iCarly, or you're going to be in big legal trouble.
We're not scared of you.
Yeah, my uncle happens to be a lawyer.
I thought he got arrested.
Shh!
Here's another one. Why don't you iCarly jerks come over to my house so I can put on my new Techfoots and jump up and down on your faces?
This is awful. I know. Half our audience hates us and we're completely out of blubbery muffins.
Look, on iCarly tonight, you guys gotta tell everyone that Techfoots bite.
No thanks. I don't want to get sued for everything I have. What do you have?
Oh, yeah.
Spencer, what happened?
1 minute. I'm blading down Hill Street, feeling good, on top of the world. The next thing I know, bam! I got a face full of dumpster. Well, that's it. From now on, Spencer's walking.
Didn't Spencer go to law school for like 20 minutes?
3 days, thank you.
Well, do you think you could help us get out of a contract?
What, the Techfoot one?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to read it, but if there's one thing I learned in my 72 hours of law school, it's that every contract has a loophole.
So you'll help us?
Sure, but not right now, okay? I just had to walk 8 miles to get home, and I'm tired and sad.
Oh. You want a nice bowl of hot soup?
Yes, please.
Sonia! Yahoo!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey! Okay, this is iCarly. And before we do anything else tonight, we want to talk to you guys some more about the incredible new Techfoot shoes we told you about last week. We're going to show you all the reasons why Techfoots are so unique. Hey, Carly.
Yes, Sam?
Do your feet ever get hot and sweaty?
Only always.
Well, that's not a problem with Techfoots.
Don't I know it?
Because all you gotta do is get them a little wet.
Like when it rains.
And then you can just shove your toe through the front like this.
How wonderful.
And now our technical producer, Freddie, will show you another cool thing about the Techfoot.
Okay. If your computer's hard drive is cluttered with a bunch of files, music, and precious pictures of family and friends,
the Techfoot does an amazing thing with Wi-Fi technology. See, you just sync the pedometer up to your computer, and it wipes out your entire hard drive.
Isn't that great?
We're going over there.
Going over there.
Yes.
Over there.
And where do you see this?
For those cold winter days.
Every Techfoot comes with a built-in toe warmer.
And if you turn the toe warmer on high,
like this,
then bang it on a table.
It magically catches on fire.
Isn't that handy?
That'll keep your piggies warm.
And not only that,
it's also perfect for
roasting weenies!
So go out right now and buy yourself a pair of Techfoots.
Cause this is one hot shoe.
You were warned. I warned you. Did I warn them?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Not only did you violate your contract by not saying good things about the shoe, you besmirched the name of the Techfoot by criticizing it. You think that I won't take legal action against you? You think that I'm above suing children? Well, I'm not. So I hope you have a good lawyer.
Oh, we do.
Gentlemen, I'm their lawyer. And this is my necktie.
Cool tie.
Yeah, where'd you get it?
Sacco's brother, Tyler.
Now, I understand that you're peeved at my clients.
They're in violation of a signed contract.
Your contract states only that the members of iCarly must comment on your shoe, the Techfoot, in a positive way.
Which they didn't.
Wrong, sir! I reviewed the webcast in question, and they only said positive things about the Techfoot. Exhibit A.
And then you can just shove your toes to the front to cool them off, like this. How wonderful.
Exhibit B.
Like a magic eraser. Isn't that great?
Exhibit C.
It's also perfect for roasting weenies.
How wonderful. Isn't that great? Roasting weenies. Those sound like very positive comments. Wouldn't you agree? Because I sure think a judge would. Certainly one who enjoys weenies.
And we're going to keep talking about the Techfoots in a positive way.
Just like we did tonight.
To over 300,000 iCarly fans every week.
Why are we huddling?
I don't know. They're doing it.
All right. If you'll stop talking about the Techfoot on iCarly completely, then we're prepared to buy you out of your contract.
For how much?
$10,000.
$20,000.
$15,000.
$30,000.
What?
And you have to give full refunds to every iCarly viewer who bought Jinkfoots.
Techfoots.
I know what I said.
And what if I say no?
Then we sue you.
All right. Braxley, write her out a check for $30,000.
Nuh-uh. Cash.
All right.
Blueberry muffins?
I'm stupid.
Keep it coming. This is good.
This is fun. This is a fun time.
Where are we going?
Can you try not to talk so much?
Just give me a hint.
Oh, look who keeps saying words.
Well, why can't you tell me why I have to wear this blindfold?
Hey, just be quiet and take off your blindfold.
What is this?
A motorcycle. I bought it for you so you don't have to ride buses or janky bikes or rollerblade into dumpsters.
You spent your Techfoot money on me?
I got it because of you.
You?
You.
Stick this on your head and get on.
Okay. Where are we going?
Canada.
See, you love their bacon.
I do.
Even if it is just ham.
It's good ham.
All ham's good ham.
Touché.
Hey.
You there.
You want to see us do stuff you can't see anywhere else?
Do ya?
I think they do.
Then go online to iCarly.com.
Yeah, go to iCarly.com.
Once you get to iCarly.com, you can see me and Carly.
And Freddie and Spencer. Do all kinds of wacky, fun stuff.
You know you like wacky, fun stuff.
So go online to iCarly.com.
And see stuff you can't see anywhere else.
Only at iCarly.com.
So go there.
Do it.
Seriously.